Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
More issues from the Big Island today.
And ongoing issues, particularly as we look at one that we kind of knew about before, the issue with those albizia trees. There are no albizia trees on Molokai, and Hawaii Island would like to take a lesson. The rapidly spreading invasives with shallow root systems make them unstable, as Tropical Storm Isel brought home. But beyond the periodic threat, the ongoing injury to native watersheds by displacing diverse, multi-layered forests is what conservationists have talked about for years. And although they say that eradication on the Big Island isn't feasible, containment of albizia is. Springer Kay is the manager of the Big Island Invasive Species Committee. She stopped by our studio during her trip to Oahu earlier this month, and I asked her if the situation in Puna just made her case a little easier to make.
Well, I think after this week, nobody has any doubt in their mind. You know, for years, the Big Island Invasive Species Committee has been trying to raise awareness about the dangers this tree poses. But even we really had no idea how devastating this was going to be when it actually happened.
At this point where we have those trees being removed and it may be perhaps a little easier for you to make the case that we should remove more of these trees from where they are, shouldn't we concentrate first on areas which could be hard hit if one of those trees fell on a home, on a hospital, in a place where it would really impede human necessity?
Absolutely. You know, even though right now everyone can take a look at this and say, okay, this is a problem that has to be managed, it's also very overwhelming. And when you realize the Puna district is really the size of Oahu, you could pick Oahu up and set it down nicely in Puna. So it's a very large-scale problem. So it's a matter of prioritizing what we can do and how. Exactly what you're saying, we look at mapping where the critical infrastructure is, where the homes, highways, and power lines are that are impacted by albizia. And we have staff working on that right now. And then going through those areas and piece by piece taking the albizia down. This is after the initial recovery effort, making sure that this never happens again. It's slow and it's costly to do that hazard albizia removal. We're looking at about $200,000 a mile to remove large trees along power lines. But once you move outside that immediate 100-foot area within the sides of the roads, it becomes very fast, cheap, and easy to control albizia.
Are you talking about eradicating it or just putting it into, as you call it, you know, controlling it?
Right. That's a really good question. So to be perfectly clear, we cannot eradicate albizia from the state of Hawaii, but we certainly don't have to live with it looming over our homes and our highways.
When you talk about $200,000 per mile, how many miles are you talking about?
Well, we're working on answering that question right now. We had mapped out what we thought might be an appropriate emergency corridor of 30 miles of road between Lower Puna and the Hilo Hospital. And in that 30 miles, there were really only 5 miles that were heavily impacted by albizia. So that area never really got taken care of until this storm hit, but it was relatively fast to clean it up. We're finding, though, that the worst problem are in these private subdivisions, where most of the roads are small county or privately owned roads that get very little maintenance and therefore have the largest, densest population of albizia.
Are there any creative financing ways of being able to make this happen as opposed to putting in real dollars, offering people any sort of, a rebate or something that you would give them or something off their taxes if they're able to remove albizia?
Well, we've been working with literally all the stakeholders we can think of throughout the state, and there are a number of creative ideas. We'd like to talk to the insurance commissioner about what sort of incentive packages could be put together where perhaps homeowners could get a break on their homeowners insurance if they show that they've taken care of an albizia threat. There are other issues with how things like highways are financed. 80% of the money that goes into building a state highway comes from the federal highways programs. Now, that money should be tied to invasive species maintenance. You should not be able to create a situation where invasive species like albizia are able to thrive and take over without controlling it.
Failure waiting to happen.
Right. So it's money that needs to be built in right from the beginning to stop it from happening in the future.
For a lot of us who are living on Oahu and may not have issues with albizia and may only know that, well, if you go up into Manoa, you can see some. Mm-hmm. Is it a tougher case to make because we are talking about doing this on the Big Island?
Well, let me tell you, you know, we really need the Oahu legislators behind this effort. Obviously, we only have 9 House representatives on the Big Island. I think we have 4 senators. We're dwarfed by the power that comes out of Honolulu. I can tell you there's Albiza in Wahiawa. It's in Pearl City. It's on the Pali Highway growing out of the top of one of the Pali tunnels right now. Now, those trees are never going to get to 150 feet high because they're going to fall over first on that steep lava rock slope. But this is an Oahu problem. It is a Maui problem. It is a Kauai problem. And we really need a statewide effort behind this.
At this point, when the efforts on the Big Island are directed toward cleaning up what's already fallen and being able to make sure that, you know, people have some return to normalcy, after that period wanes a bit and this argument starts to grow a little cooler from a legislative session that's still, 6 months away, how are you going to keep up the pressure and the efforts to make sure that this doesn't get lost and all the other really wonderful things that people are trying to talk about and prep for a session 2015?
Right. There are so many priorities, but the people of Puna are very organized politically. We know how to make some noise, and I don't think people are going to let this one go. As the cleanup effort progresses, I am certain that it will be declared a disaster area. Anyone who's been to the area is quite convinced of that, and we're hoping that federal funding will become available. And that money can fund work efforts. You know, the Big Island is also one of the most economically depressed areas of the state, particularly the Puna District, and we need jobs. And controlling albizia in a proactive way is a skilled job, but it's something that a lot of people can do for a relatively small amount of money and get some work and get some good experience while taking care of their communities.
Are there any conversations started with FEMA?
There's conversations started with our U.S. delegation, talking to our senators about how that money can be best put to work if it can be made available.
So you started the process, and it's going to be rather long and circuitous.
We're trying to get a commitment from every one of our senators and representatives to make this a priority, to not let this one go.
How about from the volunteer sector? Are there organizations that have offered to come in and help with this?
Well, you know, people talk about volunteerism a lot, and it may be a Oahu, Big Island cultural difference where so many of the folks on the Big Island are working in agriculture. They're working in outdoor heavy labor jobs. And when they have a free Saturday, the first thing on their agenda may not be to come out and do heavy work outdoors. They've been doing it all week. So it's maybe a little different from if you work, say, in an office building in Honolulu, where that sounds like a lot of fun to do on a Saturday. So what we found is that we need people to be paid for doing good work and for helping their community and maintaining the sides of highways, maintaining utility lines, and maintaining common space. That's all work that should be paid labor.
As opposed to going to an external group that might parachute in to do a little bit and then parachute back out again.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, we will watch and see what happens with this go-round and how you continue to make some noise about removing albizia trees and also understanding for all of us that invasives do have very unintended consequences because these things, as you mentioned earlier, were originally brought in. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Springer Kay is the manager of the Big Island Invasive Species Committee and has been battling invasive species in Hawaii since 1996. The Big Island Invasive Species Committee is one of 5 island-based partnerships working to address the most harmful invasive species threats to the state's environment, economy, and way of life. You can find a link to the Big Island Invasive Species Committee on our website, hpr2.org.